I got a shot.
Take it.
Showtime.
I heard the window shatter as four bullets punch through and find their marks. The hysterical lone survivor yanks the door open. He barely clears the threshold before I'm on him, arm against his throat, shoving him back inside the room. I kick the door closed with my foot. The guy at the door trips backward, falls, and I drop onto him, knees in his guts and a gun in his face.
Hi. I understand you're trying to kill me.
I knocked the wind out of him, so he's not saying anything for a minute. But if this is a hardened killer, I'm Santa Claus. He's a stereotypical Huntington Beach surfer dude. White guy, perfectly tanned skin, blonde hair with frosted tips, board shorts he's currently pissing in. I look around the suite. The other four are pretty much the same. Two women, two men. They all look like extras from Point Break. A table in the middle of the room holds a mini keg and a stack of red Solo cups. I'm beginning to get a very bad feeling about this.
Please don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
What are you doing here?
Pop party. Lady in the hotel bar said she had a room overlooking the race, but couldn't stay. I told her Luke was going to propose to Melody during the race, and she said we could use it. And we got a keg in it. Oh my god. Oh my god, you killed them. You killed them both.
I dig the gun into his forehead.
Who's the woman who gave you the room?
I don't know. Some lady.
This wasn't the ambush. It was the bait.
Danny, we've been played. These are a bunch of surfer kids. You seeing any movement?
No, Wait. Yeah, three rooms away on either side, just headed out the door. I'd say 10 total. I can't get a shot yet.
I'm thinking you're about to have some visitors of your own. Cover your ass. I got this.
Copy that. If I can, I'll give you some support. In the meantime, don't get killed. You owe me money.
I get up from the floor and pull Surfer Boy up with me.
You and your friends were set up. It's about to get very loud in here. Go into the bathroom, close the door, get in the tub. Do not come out until you hear nothing for at least 10 minutes.
He's in shock, but he's not stupid. He bolts for the bathroom and slams the door. Better to have him out of the way, because he's really not going to be okay with this next bit. I throw out a spell that's got enough juice behind it that if there are any mages in this building who didn't know I was here, they sure as hell do now.
All right, up and at him.
The four corpses stand up. Danny did a good job. Clean kills right through the heart. They were dead before they hit the floor.
You two stand over by the door, stay out of sight. Grab the fourth and fifth people who come through after they've passed you. You two get on either side of the entryway. You go after anybody who makes it past you.
They hurry to their respective spots and wait.
Hey, what the f*** did you just do? That was a shit ton of power and four people just appeared in the room. They have really f***ed up auras.
You really want to know?